We are now up to Simin Tof Reish Ayin Beis. We'll be doing the first sif. Ein madlikin ner Chanukah kodem shetishka hachama elim sof shkiyasa. The Mechaber Shita is that ner Chanukah is not to be lit before shkia, but when? With sof shkia. What does sof shkia mean? Tzeis hakochavim. This is the day of the tour. Many Rishonim argue, the Mishnah Berurah says, and say that it is at Shkia. Shkia meaning what's called Shkia Shnia, Rabbeinu Tam's second Shkia, which is 58 and a half minutes after the first Shkia. Now, therefore, someone who is knowing to daven Mariv on Tam Bizmano every night should really light before Mariv. That's what the Mishnah Berurah holds. Even though, according to the Mechaber, you should wait for Tzeisik Achavim, many Rishonim say that Shkia Shnia is the time to light. That's 58 and a half minutes after Shkia. Now, what happened? Yeah, and plus, to be machmer for the tour, even though you light before Mariv, there should be enough oil for it to burn a half hour after Tzeis HaKachavim. Whereas, what happens if Tzeis HaKachavim has come? So there, he's supposed to be makdim Mariv because of Todir v'she'eno Todir. Also, there's Krishma Daraisa there. So you're supposed to first daf Mariv and then light. If you're lighting after Tzeis HaKachavim, says the Mishnah Berurah that you should prepare everything before Mariv so that you'll be able to light right away. Now, so far we had two dayas, the day of the Mechaber that the Iker Zman Hadlok is Tzeis HaKachavim, the day of many Rishonim that it is Shkia Shnia. In the Rambam, the Mishnah Berurah says it could be that his Shita is Shkia Mamesh, meaning sunset, which would be three different Shitas. Now, further, what does it say? Lo ma'achrim v'lo makdimim. You shouldn't light too late and you shouldn't light too early. So the Mishnah Berurah says that according to Rov Rishonim, this phrase that comes out of the Rambam really is coming from a Gemara that is referring to Ner Shabbos. Even if you're going to say that the halacha is, that even if you're going to go in the shita of Rambam, who does say it, and you're going to say that the Rambam shita in halacha is shkia mamish, so that would make sense also. If you light before shkia, it is the previous day. It's not even ben hashmashes. So the Rambam's saying lo makdimim to light before shkia. But if you're lighting after shkia, the Mishnah Berurah wants the taina that nobody holds in makdimim. In fact, he learns that the only one that brings it down is the Rambam, who holds that the mitzvah sadlaki is at sunset. Whereas none of the other Rishonim who hold that the mitzvah is to light around Tzeisik HaKachavim, like the tour, they don't bring this halacha of Ein Makdimin. So halacha lemaisa, the Mishnah Berurah paskins that you're allowed to be makdim as long as it's not too early. Plus, the Mishnah Berurah says that even before Shkia, if it's just a little bit before Shkia, you can light. The Raya being that in Erev Shabbos, we light before Shkia. Says the Mechaber now, V'yesh misha omer shim hu tarud. Some say that if he's busy, yochal lahakta mi plaga mincho lamala, you're allowed to be already from plaga mincho, b'lvan sheit moshemen ashetich la'urim en ashok. As long as you put in enough oil to burn to the last person is out of the Rishus HaRabim. Now, when is this? From Plaga Mincha, which is an hour and a quarter zmanias from before Tzeisik HaKachavim. Now, the Mechaber is mashma that after Tichla Regem and Ashuk, you couldn't light, because he says Ein Ma'achrim also, Lahalacha, we hold that, although that's Medina the Gemara, today that we light indoors, you can even light later as well. What happens if someone lit only one candle on the second night? He adds a second candle when he remembers, but without a bracha.